Yes, I.
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Yeah. Or didn't.
And if you were going to lift something heavy, like a piece of machinery, you had to lift it like up on a roof, you might have to put pulley blocks and a rope, and then you'd have to...
pull it up.
Did they ever say they had to hoist it? Now, if you met somebody like at, say 10 o'clock, before noon, you'd say, how would you greet them?
Good morning.
And then, the part of the day, like this part of the day, after dinner, you'd call this part of the day?
Evening.
Afternoon.
It's but we call it evening. It's when my going
that's
up.
That's what and, I mean. That's
yeah,
what I mean.
It's evening. We call it evening, morning and evening.
Mm-hmm. And how about after supper? What would you call that part of the day?
Well, it'll be in the early night, the part of the night. After supper is the early part of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Full part of the night. Mm-hmm. It's called full part.
Now, if a man has to get up and start working, just as the sun comes into sight, you'd say he has to start it
before sun up.
Mm-hmm. And if he works until the sun goes out of sight, you say he works until
sundown.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I ask you what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd say the sun
about come up at 6 o'clock or 7.
And then some one time you might say, now I was out in the field early before the sun had.
Rise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sunrise.
Now, if today is Wednesday, then Tuesday was
yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And again, if today is Wednesday, then Thursday will be
tomorrow.
You are so sharp.
Mm-hmm.
You do so.
Tomorrow never comes.
And tomorrow never comes.
No.
That's right.
Yeah.
You are so sharp. I can't get over it.
I like to never know. I was in school, teacher learning us that. Why? If it never comes,
why do you have it?
Yeah.
It was hard for me to get over it.
Now, if somebody was coming to see you, and they were coming, not this coming Sunday, but the one following it, you'd say they were coming
Sunday week.
And, now, if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
You'd ask the time.
Mm-hmm. You'd say.
Yeah. What time is it?
And then if a person would have to look at their
timepiece, their watch, or whatever they have.
Now, if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it's.
If it was midway between 7 and
8.
And 8.
Instead of saying 7:30, I was thinking of an older way to say it. Instead of 7:30, might be.
Well, I guess 7:30 would be always. They've always had the time, and I.
Did they ever used to say like half?
Half after.
That's
what
I'm
saying. Yeah, they do. Yeah, half
and
after
then,
7.
If it was say. 15 until 8.
That's a quarter. They say a quarter of 15 to 8 or a quarter to 8.
Uh-huh. That's
yeah.
What I mean.
Yeah.
Now, if you've been doing something for a long time, you might say, now, I've been doing that for quite...
a long time.
Quite a spell, maybe a spell
mm-hmm. or time. And
you're really sharp.
Yeah.
Now, you might say the farmers got a pretty good crop last year. But they're not going to get such a good one.
It's a poor crop.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a poor crop. This year's.
Mm-hmm.
A,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now, if something happened on this day, exactly this same day, but it happened last year, you'd say it happened exactly?
A year ago.
Mm-hmm.